And welcome back on what you have to consider a gorgeous afternoon today. Absolutely beautiful. It is fantastic. Who said that? Well, she's sitting right there. You know her from Fort Wayne's Morning News, and she hung around today for us this afternoon. It's Kayla Blakeslee. Kayla, good afternoon to you.
I only hung around because you brought the free coffee.
I did. Because, look, I know how to prime the pump, okay?
That's right.
Not only you, but
smart
I also
man.
Brought it for the producer because we've got to be able to be heard.
That's
so
right.
There you go. Quick question for you. Now, your sweet little baby girl who I love like crazy, and of course, you know Kim loves her.
Oh, yeah. What's not to love, right?
There's just enough of her dad in her. So, now, she's how old now?
She turns 2 next month. It's pretty wild.
Shut up.
She's going to be 2, yeah.
Okay, so, in your household, inside the four walls of your abode, baby formula for you right now is not a personal issue.
It is not a personal issue for me.
Okay, so you're not really bugged by this whole mess that's going on or anything,
right?
But
I'm greatly bugged by this whole mess going on right now when it comes to the baby formula shortage. Now, I will say this. You know, when I was pregnant, I just said my daughter's turning 2 next month. Doing a little quick math, she was born in 2020. She was born during the pandemic,
COVID, yeah.
During the full-on, we were just coming out of lockdown.
Can you imagine what that album's going to look like when you put together her album and all the pictures for her graduation
party? I
already
look at it.
This is
like,
where she was in COVID,
yeah.
And here she was.
You know, it's one of those things where people ask me about it actually all the time, and I like to look at it and be like, you know what? I'm one of the women who gave birth during a global pandemic.
Yep.
We survived it, we rocked it, and here we are thriving. But during that time, for me, it was really hard to find diapers. We could not find diapers anywhere. We could not find baby Tylenol, and we could not find a thermometer. Those were the 3 things that I can remember just being.
You couldn't find a thermometer?
Could not find a thermometer anywhere. In fact, we ended up buying one, and I can't even believe I'm going to admit this. We ended up buying one on Amazon for like $150. It was obscene what we paid for a thermometer that didn't even really work. Just because we were so desperate to have one. Because, you know, first-time mom, you have all these things that you're told you need to have or you need to get.
Okay, I've overpaid for stuff on Amazon because...
Greatly overpaid.
I didn't need it. I just kind of really wanted it. Sometimes it says Cubs. But but in the midst of all that, over $100 for a thermometer?
Yeah, we paid over $100 for a thermometer. I'll never forget it. I had my friends around Fort Wayne. I have all my family's back home in Pennsylvania, and I have some family in Ohio. So I put out the call to all of my friends and family, like, hey, if you find newborn diapers, please pick them up. If you find baby formula, please, or baby Tylenol, please pick it up. You know, I had the calls all out. And through friends and family, we were able to kind of scrounge together enough diapers to get us by.
Did you find that
wipes was hard too?
Between your friends, like in town or at your church or family that had children about your same age, did you find you guys became just this unique clique of people?
We did. It was the most. It truly was. I mean, I look back now, and I can look back and say it now. To me, like, if you know, God puts you here for such a time as this.
Yep.
And I always wondered at the beginning, God, why am I having a baby now? But now I look at it and I think this is why. The community that I built out of that, I would have never had without going through.
And you
all
guys
of that.
Will exist for a very long time.
I like to think so. Yeah, we still do this day. So I say all that to say, yes, that scared me, but I could have made do. Right? You can make do without a thermometer.
But how do you make do, Kayla, without formula?
Because
and I've heard all these talking heads and some of the people on The View who have no idea.
Geez.
You know, go do this,
spare
go do
path,
that. How about
please,
this?
No.
How about this? I mean, one of them on The View the other day said, well, just start breastfeeding. Somebody said, well, just go get regular milk. If you boil it, it'll be fine. I mean, these are idiots out there.
There are idiots out there. And I've heard the breastfeeding thing a lot, even from my listeners, you know, saying, hey, KB, I don't understand. Why don't women just breastfeed? And I think that's a valid question if you don't, you know, I get it. You don't know. But first of all, I would say that to a man who's lost his wife, whether in childbirth or for whatever reason, shortly thereafter having a child. That ain't going to work, last I checked. A lot of women can't breastfeed. There's a lot of women who are on, you know, antidepressants or bipolar medications that when you're on certain medications, you cannot breastfeed.
Right.
And I don't think we want women going off of antidepressants or bipolar medications to breastfeed right now.
Right.
I don't think that's a good idea, but I'm not a medical professional, so there you go.
I don't want to endanger the life of the baby by giving it something it shouldn't be having.
Correct.
That's not an answer.
And just giving them cow's milk, also not an answer. Babies can't have regular cow's milk until they're at least 1.
Yeah.
So, yes, formula is necessary. Yes, formula is needed. There's also a lot of scenarios. For my case, for example, I just couldn't produce milk. It happens. I lasted for about 4 weeks, and it was very little supply. We actually had to incorporate formula and a special kind of formula as well from the beginning, and a lot of women have to do that.
Yep.
So there's just a whole host of circumstances. So to just say to breastfeed is really not the answer.
So they're not getting a lot of support from the talking heads. I don't think they're getting a lot of support from the administration. I read the other day Joe Biden is for fossil fuels for energy, but he's for fossil fuels for European countries. What about here? Hello?
We don't care about anyone here, Pat.
So, but and here's what I have to say to mothers. It seems to me like our current administration is not as moved for emergency use of formula for you here.
For taxpayers.
As they are for people who are getting ready to blast across the border.
Yeah, that's the really big issue right now. You're hearing a lot of these stories. Representative Kat Kamick, she's one of the ones who really kind of started this conversation. She went online and posted all of these videos and some photos as well, showing these pallets of baby formula being shipped to facilities along the southern border.
Right.
And a lot of people took issue with her and her saying that. Including a lot of listeners of mine. In fact, I had a friend of mine send me an article by the New York Times that says, and I quote, this is the title of it, says Republicans wrongly tie Biden immigration policies to baby formula. And if you'll allow me here, just the gist of this article goes on to talk about something called the Flores Settlement. Went into law back in 97, and it basically states and lays out the appropriate treatment of children detained by immigration officials along the southern border. And basically, in a nutshell, it says that you have to supply these kiddos with safe and sanitary facilities and provide drinking water and food, aka baby formula.
Right.
So, Pat, I don't know if people are aware of it, but these government agencies, they do start to stockpile these kinds of supplies, not just months, but years in advance.
And other government agencies, and I don't care what people say, they have known this problem with formula was coming, and they've known for 2 or 3 months.
They've known for a long time because they do stockpile all of this.
Yep.
So then you had, obviously, the recalls back in February and so on and so forth. That's just created this problem. Here we are, 43% of formulas are out of stock across the country. Some states are experiencing a 50% out of stock rate right now. So it is a real problem. And yes, it is a real thing that the current administration is sending baby formula to the southern border. And maybe I shouldn't even say sending. Should say have sent.
Have sent.
Have
it's
already
down there
sent. And I love the people that come out of the work that woodwork that tell me I'm willing to starve babies along the southern border. I've been told that over the last couple of days, which could not be more false. However, what I will say is, you know, when it comes to this Flores settlement, this policy, I think perhaps it is time that our current leaders right now revisit this policy and perhaps make some changes to it that would better serve taxpayers right here in the good old US of A.
Yeah. And here's another question I have. I threw this at you just before we went on the air. We are talking about people who are getting ready to come across our border, to have everything ready for when they get here. Okay, what side of the border are they on now?
Last I checked, it was Mexico.
Okay.
And I'm not really good with the map.
Is Mexico providing formula a government for these kids right now? Okay, why not?
I said this on my show, and, you know, my thoughts remain exactly the same. They have not changed, even with all these people coming at me. They have not changed. And you know what? You can even take baby formula out of the conversation. Take this whole shortage out of it when it comes to issues along the southern border and everything going on there. I equated it on my show to this. It's like being on an airplane, and the flight attendant says, be sure to fasten your own oxygen mask before helping others with their mask.
Right.
I think it's time America put on their mask first before we first help others.
In a lot of areas. It needs to be in formula. It needs to be in medicine. It needs to be in gasoline. It needs to be in military. It needs to be in all that. We can only help others as we remain strong. Well, guess what? Strong is taking care of your own children. Mm-hmm. That's part of strong. And I'll tell you another thing that's going to come out in the next couple of days. Just get ready for it. Well, you know, if a lot of these low-budget women, if a lot of these women from the bad neighborhoods, if they would have just not had that child, we wouldn't be worried about this, would we?
I know. Where are you going?
Shut the heck up.
Yeah, that'll be the next fight.
You know what's coming.
We know what's coming. At the end of the day, I think when it comes to America and we are this big ship and we are always coming to the needs of everyone else, always, we are not going to be able to continue to be that lifeboat if we slowly start to sink ourselves.
And
that's where I'm at on this issue. So you can take baby formula out of the conversation if you want, even though it most certainly is at the forefront of the conversation.
Right,
it is there right now. We need to do what we need to do to help our individuals first. Taxpayers right here in America. I'm just, Pat, I'm with you. I'm not sure why our moms are not as treasured.
Yep.
And why our kiddos are not as treasured.
Yep.
As
and there's no other way to evaluate that.
There isn't.
You have to tell me that this lady coming across the border illegally with a child means more than a woman here in Fort Wayne with a child. I don't get that. Yeah. I really don't get that.
I don't get it, Pat. Yep. I'm right there with you. I'm just as dumbfounded.
So, and then so you've got Kat Kamak, who mm-hmm. is a representative from Florida, mm-hmm. who is the youngest woman in Congress.
In Congress, yes.
And she had some pretty insightful things.
I brought the clip. You want to hear what
yeah,
she said?
Let's hear it.
I don't even know where to begin, guys. I mean, this is just absolutely crazy. So, it is about 12:45 on Wednesday. I'm up here in D.C., and it has already been a crazy week. We've dealt with Ukraine funding, of which I voted no, and I have a whole litany of reasons why, and I can explain that to you. But something that I absolutely have to share with you right now is the craziness of the empty shelves Biden movement and the fact that they are sending pallets of baby formula to the border. Meanwhile, in our own district at home, we cannot find baby formula.
Yeah. By the way, empty shelves Biden movement. That needs to become a campaign slogan.
It needs to be a bumper sticker somewhere.
Yeah, it needs to come up. But she is exactly
she's
right.
She's not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's a woman that gets it. She's representing people in her district. And of course, she said something about she voted no on the Ukraine bill. Mm-hmm. Well, so did Jim Banks. Mm-hmm. If you want to know the reason, why would you not help the people of Ukraine? Go back to my program notes.
Or mine.
From last Thursday, Jim Banks was on. He said, yeah, I voted no, and here's why. We have to take care of us first. Mm-hmm. We have to do it. And let me just tell you something. President Biden, this has nothing to do with formula, so forgive me. President Biden, open up the Keystone Pipeline. Open up fracking. I'm sick and tired that in 2 years we've gone from the number one exporter of energy in the world to where now we're dependent mm-hmm. on Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and everybody altogether, Russia to provide our gasoline and our fuel. That is insane. Well, that's absolutely insane. And now it's like, okay, we've got formula, mm-hmm. but we're putting it at the border, Kayla, because these Hispanics and mm-hmm. Southern Americans and whoever else is in the number, when they come across, we've got to make sure we meet their needs. I mean, they might vote soon.
I think this is one of those things, Pat, and you kind of said it, that if this is in fact happening, which, I mean, we know that it is, whether it's happening as we speak or it's already been stockpiled a year ago, which, as we've already kind of pointed out,
yeah.
that's what I think is important to take note of here. This crisis, it's really not a crisis. It was a deliberate thing that we saw coming, that we should have saw coming.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Jen Psaki, she had this soundbite out there. I know she's not there anymore, about how, you know, uh-huh. we are working on this. We yeah. are doing everything we can. Quite frankly, you are crap at your job, though.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
really are. If you saw it coming and y'all have been shipping it down there already for the last year, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of this administration telling us we've created more jobs in 2 years than any president in history. Those are people that lost their jobs and they've
right.
just gone back after the
too.
Pandemic.
Cracks me up.
We have lowered the deficit
yeah.
more than – you can't send another $1.2 trillion to your budget and tell me you've lowered the
deficit. Yeah.
You've raised it. And then if you say, well, the answer is we're going to print money and that'll make up for the deficit. Okay, now you've just devalued the dollars.
We already got inflation at a 40-year high. I don't think we need more of that.
You've just devalued the dollars that are in my 401k. Yeah. And now with babies – okay, the problem, Mr. Biden, is you don't have a printing press where you can print out formula. You're going to have to figure out how to do something. This has got to happen.
He will on the backs of Americans.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And I think enough is enough. I think we've all had it at this point between inflation, between Ukraine, between gas prices, and now baby formula. I know that list could go on and on. I've had it up to here, if you can't tell. And even right now, I'm not giving my child baby formula. Luckily, I will say this. I've got a cousin who lives in North Carolina, just had a baby about 3 months now. She's about 3 months old. I actually still had some baby formula left over.
And again, as we talked before,
the shelf life is really long on baby formula. It wasn't the exact kind she needed. I'm like, you know what? I'm packing it up, sending it to you. And she said, thank you. Thank you so much. I don't have it. This is what
yep.
she's going to get.
Yep.
It is yep. what it is.
Yep. We have a lady we know where they recently had twins. And she was in a store, and there were 4 cans left. There's a 2-can limit,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she tried to buy 4, and they said, you can only have 2. She goes, I have twins.
2 for each.
I'm very sorry. You can only have 2.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. That's just insane. Kayla, thanks a ton. Hey, if you're out there listening right now, here's what I want. If you're a mom or if you're a dad with a mom and you have kids that are on formula and you're having struggles, let me know. Here we go. This is your chance to let us know at 447-1190 and 1-800-333-1190. That's 447-1190 in the Fort Wayne listening area and outside all over the tri-state area, 1-800-333-1190. For today, as always, Kayla, thanks a ton.
Thank you.
podcast by Federated Media.